Customs officials in Thailand last night seized 2 tons of elephant tusks valued at over $3.6 million, the country's largest ivory seizure. The consignment originated in South Africa and was destined for eastern countries. We spoke to chief executive of the Born Free Foundation, Will Travers, who told us more about why there's such a demand for ivory in the east.
There was a global ivory trade ban introduced in 1989, and all countries had to subscribe to that. And ivory, much in the same way that in many places fur, fell out of fashion around that time. We don't wear ivory in the West. We don't flaunt ivory. If we have historical or family heirloom ivory artifacts, they tend to sit on a shelf gathering dust. But in the Far East and in China and Japan in particular, there is a significant and growing demand. And I think that what we need to do is to bring about the kind of wave of public concern that existed at the end of the 1980s that led to the global ivory trade ban. And so many of us are pushing to get the public re-engaged in this issue through, for example, websites like bloodyivory.org, where people are signing up in their thousands to express their views and their abhorrence of this situation.